Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday, June the 13th, 2022, 13 minutes past the hour, 75 degrees. Mostly cloudy skies here in Marion. And you know, somebody just brought something to my attention. We're supposed to have this stretch of three 90-degree days starting tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And what happens if you don't have air conditioning? A lot of people are asking about that. Not everybody has air conditioning. Might be a tough few days for people, especially because we're not in summer yet, and I don't think people are ready for those kind of temperatures. But hopefully everything turns out okay, and by the time we get to Friday, the temperatures will have rescinded back to their normality. 740-751-4038, if there's anything on your mind. We've been talking this morning about here in Ohio, teachers having to go through less training to be armed in the classroom. We've talked again about the strawberry frosty. We've talked again about people mowing yards. Are you having as much trouble as I am? Talked about all the issues going on at Marion City Schools. Why is everybody leaving? Is this something that's going on around the country as well as Marion City Schools? I don't know. It seemed like the Marion Star yesterday was blaming it on a dysfunctional school board. And I don't know, does a dysfunctional school board cause that? Could be. And again, I won't be here Thursday or Friday, but that's the last time I'll have to say that. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, we got disconnected there.
We did. What happened?
I hit a button with my chin.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
Like Ted guy, you know, every once in a while,
you hit a button, yeah.
Yeah, you hit a button.
Yeah.
You know, here's a thought. You know, they don't outlaw these assault rifles. I have the next best option.
What's that?
Outlaw the ammunition that you can buy to use it.
Well, you know, that's an interesting thing. That there is
We won't go take your guns, but you can't buy ammunition to use it. Hang it up there above your fireplace mantle or something. That's all good it's going to do you.
Well, it's an interesting thought because I don't know of any constitutional amendment that protects ammunition.
Yeah. It says you're allowed to bear arms, and that's an arm, but it don't say that in the Constitution that you have to prescribe ammunition for that arm.
Well, I'll tell you, it looks
well,
like
make it easy. There are certainly people that can load their own and blah, blah, blah. But boy, they sure cut down on the problem.
Well, it looks like something's going to happen, that there are going to be some kind of gun laws put in place. It almost seems as if the Senate, I was reading this morning an article, it might have been in the USA Today, that it looks as if they're crafting some kind of a deal, that something's going to be done.
You know it's not going to be good enough. You know, those assault rifles have to go. You know, that's just ridiculous that you can buy a weapon like that. Just like you can't have a sawed-off shotgun. The barrel has to be so long. Why do they outlaw sawed-off shotguns? You know, because that weapon is capable of doing a lot of destruction, and when you saw it off, it can be hidden easy.
Well, I think at some point we do have to figure out what is causing the problem. I don't know what's causing the problem. I don't know.
There are too many nuts in this world.
Well, right, but why? I mean, what has happened in the last 20 years that people are far more apt to do this?
That's a good question.
And I don't know what the answer to that is, But I wish we could figure out the answer to that. I don't know if it's availability. I don't know if it's because of things like internet. I don't know if it's the movies have become more violent. I have no idea what has caused for the uptick. But
well, there's violence in movies does not help anything. And every game almost has something to do with shooting.
Well,
you
I think
these games that you buy.
Yeah, but I think there's an obsession from people. People get fixated on a topic, and they just go on and on and on and on about the same topic. And the rhetoric, which I have talked about, the way people talk to other people now is unbelievably rude.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, like yesterday when I had the conversation with the pastor, I thought, well, this is what people used to do. You know, people would come to somebody's house, and you didn't plan to have a conversation. It wasn't a planned dinner. It wasn't timed, and you just get going on a conversation, and it goes longer than you thought it would, and that was that. I don't think people do that anymore. I think it's very, very difficult for people to communicate with each other. I think it's very difficult for people to express themselves. And when you can't get your emotions out, I think you get all bottled up, and it's not a good outcome.
Well, one thing that hurts anymore is most families do not sit down every night and have the last meal of the day together. You know, I remember growing up, you know, supper was what we called it. You know, all those kids, the mom and dad was there, and there was, you know, time, you know, to, you know, where the discussion could go around, and, you know.
Well, I think one of the biggest problems we have right now is everybody wants to be famous. People put pictures up that have no rhyme or reason to them. They want attention. They want people to
15 minutes worth of fame when they do it.
Yeah, but they don't. You know what? There's nothing wrong with being well known if you're well known for something you do.
Right.
But I don't understand. I go back to that conversation with this girl I was having who was in college. I believe she maybe was 20 years old, and she wanted to be something, and I can't remember what it was, a wild animal trainer or something. And I said, well, do you still want to be that? And she said, no, because she dropped out of college. And I said, well, what do you want to be? What do you want to do? And she said, I want to be famous. And I said, okay. I said, but for what? What do you want to be famous for? And they just want to be famous. Because if you're famous, it must be a great life, which that's not true.
No.
But it used to be that people, you didn't want to be famous. You wanted to be an actor. You wanted to be an actress. You wanted to be on radio or television or something. And because you were good at it, you did become well known. Now that's all screwed up. People just want to be famous for being famous.
Oh, I wouldn't want to be famous. No, I'll take the rich part of it. You know, they say famous and rich.
Well, you know, fame doesn't always
walk down the street, you know, go anywhere, and you walk down the street and people know you.
Well, like I say, if you look at people like the Warners, Judge Warner, that story would not have been covered. That trial would not have been covered in all the media it was unless he was well known. So, you know, there are backsides to that.
He's going to be able to walk down the street. That means people know what he looks like.
Well, I don't know. People have called in and said he didn't get a strong enough punishment and so on and so forth. I mean, I don't know. Not for me to say. I don't know. I think that if you're well known, you get a much... you pay a higher price, let's say.
I wonder if he has to do the whole time, because a lot of times when people get sentenced, they get out for good behavior.
Well, he might. He might.
And they only spend 60, 90 days in there.
Well, you know what I wish people realized is that well-known people are people. They're no different than anybody else, and they're as fallible and make as many mistakes as other people make.
Yeah.
Just because you're well known doesn't make you immune from making mistakes. So I don't know why people turn people. I guess it's new. It's news if somebody well known does it. It wouldn't be news if somebody who wasn't well known did it. And I guess that's the way the wheels spins here. And I don't know if that's the right thing. I don't think that's the right way to handle things.
No, I don't know how we're going to stop it, but you know, something has to be done.
Want to be famous for being famous?
Guns, you know, rifle, you know. They ought to have a certain length barrel, too. I'm not even sure if a barrel on some of these assault rifles are that long.
I don't know. We'll see.
You can buy pistols that are, you know, automatic like that or semi-automatic.
Well,
you hold in your hand, I mean,
we'll see how it all ticks out. I think it'll be interesting.
Yep.
Right, thanks for calling. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I do want to mention again, Angie and Natalie were looking for somebody to shear the lambs that they are getting ready for the fair. So if you know anybody who shears lambs or you shear lambs, let us know. 740-751-4038. We have a community calendar here. We'll run through at some point. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Scott, it's me.
Yes.
I was calling about the guns. That last shooting, that school in Texas.
Yeah.
I think two of those kids, a little girl, I don't know if he used one of those assault weapons, but they could only describe her by the boots. Her boots, and one little boy by his tennis shoes. I guess if that's the kind of gun, they just blow the kids. You know, if you're shot with a pistol or something, I think you got a good chance, but with those assault rifles, I guess they just kind of blow you. And that was so sad. That's the only two ways that those two kids, that they identified them with, by their boots and the one pair of his tennis shoes.
I saw that. I mean, it's a horrible, horrible story.
Yeah, you don't need those. I mean, you can't even hunt a deer with them. Why would you, you know? And, you know, when I worked in Columbus in the early 60s, I went to a dance studio, and I had to walk a few blocks down the high street, and it left out at 11. And I mean, it didn't even bother me and stuff. And tell you, this is the first year in Marion. I think if I, because I always got off at midnight, and I'd go to Lawson's. And my supervisor was worried because of a few incidents that happened in the 90s and stuff with Lawson's. She was always afraid I was going to get bugged or shot or something. It never dawned. I mean, I just never worried. But I think right now I would be so leery, daytime or nighttime, going out to like a Walmart or anything. Because it just takes one person to go in there with, I don't know if these guns shoot like 50 or 100 bullets. And by the time somebody gets there, well, you're gone. I mean, and stuff, but no, they need to, I think Clinton, he had it where they couldn't be, but put a stop, you know, they couldn't be sold, they were military, so if you want to use those, join the military and go fight, and they said Bush let it expire, and that's why they got all those, but no, something has to be done. You could do all the laws you could put 1,000 laws on it, it's not going to stop it. And when I watch my far stick, the little blocks like Philadelphia is really bad. I think it's worse than almost Chicago anymore and stuff. These people getting shot and it's young kids. One kid went in, was it last week? I think he was 12 years old, held up a thing, and the lady just handing the money bag, $5,000, but they caught him. And it's like, of a day, these young kids are doing this, like 18, 16-year-olds. Well, why aren't they in school? I mean, I don't know what's going on. And the thing to arm the people in the school, no, because something's going to happen there and stuff, because I think the police, do they have to have, is it 700 hours of training or something? I don't know, but they need to stop the guns, because I mean, guns are for hunting. I mean, when they did the Constitution, I think probably the gun back then shot one bullet. They weren't, you know, so if you want a gun that shoots one bullet, the other people have a chance to run, you know, or do something. And now it's modern times where pretty soon the rule, I don't know if they can shoot 500 bullets and stuff. So, but I see now where those judges, that's a shame. I see them protesting outside of that, you know, judge's place and stuff and things. And now I think the Senate or Congress for all federal judges, I don't know if they have it. I don't know if Congress now is wanting protection for all of them and things. Well, you got to protect the people. Why protect yourself, you know, and stuff? It's like because you people could get the protection free or whatever, like Pelosi and stuff and things. They need to give out her address, but they're gated. You can't get into these places like that Romney and stuff. They're all gated, and unless you break the gate down, and they're protected. But, no, they need to do something, because right now, and I'm almost 80. I don't think I would hardly I'd be afraid to even go out today of a day or night, and I was never scared. It didn't bother me. I could be out at 2 o'clock, you know, if I had to. I always went to the grocery store after work at 12 or 1, and now, no, after I see all this on TV, no,
well, it's,
I just wouldn't. But
it's a different world. I don't know what the end result's going to be.
If I had to send a kid to school now, I don't know if I would. And even, you know, and stuff, and it's like people in schools everywhere, they do stupid things like that one left that door open or something. You could have all the security and I don't know. It's just not mental illness. It's people with guns and like road rage. I see them on my car stick all the time. They get out and shoot, kill each other over some little thing. And, you know, they're just so handy. And now I don't even think you have to, you can go anybody buy a gun and anything now. And they can't even keep track of the ones before. And they could put another 100 laws on the book. It's not going to do any good. Because, you know, no matter what, if you want a gun, you're going to get it.
Well, people are definitely amped up. They're definitely amped up, I will say.
I know, I feel sorry for people, and especially in, like, Walmart, different stores. I mean, you know, I always think, I thought a few years ago, like Columbus, that I could go to the mall down here, but I thought, my goodness, I get in there and somebody comes in with one of those guns. Well, I couldn't run and hide anywhere or anything. You just have to stay in and be shot. So if it's one or six bullets, you've got a chance, or somebody has a chance of running. But when these guns shoot a bunch of bullets, well, I mean, you don't have much of a chance. And but something needs done. When I saw those two kids and those parents, I don't know why all these people that have people get killed with guns don't get together and do something. Because really, when I see them, I mean, on the far stick, you just see them, you know, California, all those states, just murder after murder. And one thing is, nobody has a gun to defend themselves. You know what I mean? What's for defense? I've yet to see one person, hardly, that either, you know, probably in a year, that's had a gun and, you know, out on the street and you know, and shot back or something. So, but no, you don't need a gun. And if you do, you know, get the military back. If you got 5 or 10,000, put them all in these cities, and then put a curfew, like 2 o'clock. And if that doesn't help it, well, it can. But these kids are of the daytime. They're jerking people out of cars. They're shooting them. And I mean, they're like 12 years old and early, you know, 20s.
It's,
and stuff and things. And it's like, you know, why aren't these kids in school? They're only 16. It doesn't make sense. So
we'll hope for the best.
Something needs to be done, and I don't care what laws, but the what I'd like for somebody to do is like the Congress and Senate. You know, I'm not going to say take your child or grandchild to that, but go in with a paint gun, something that won't get the clothes, and go in with a gun and kind of shoot at them and see how they, the Congress and senators, how they like to hide under something that they don't know that it's, you know, staged. See how they like to hide and run for their life or whatever. And it might change a few things.
I think that might end you up in federal prison, but
Well, no, they could get it together, but then they'd have heart attacks and sue. But No, they're wanting, I think, that AOC lady in New York, she already has security. And she doesn't pay for it. I think it's paid for her. I don't know if she's a senator or congressman or what she is.
Well, I think...
Well, that does ordinary people no good.
No, but I think...
I mean, if they're going to give protection to judges and the Congress and Senate, what about us?
Well, I think the reason that they're provided security is because there are threats against their life. And I would think that if somebody threatened your life, even if you were a citizen, and you called the police, that they would report it. The problem is these people are nationally known, and they're getting death threats by the truckload. And you can't take that lightly.
You can't give them all security. And just like me, if I had a death threat, they're just going to take a thing, and nobody can sit outside my house. And that Kavanaugh, you see these people up and down the street and chanting, and they get no peace. And that Schumer sitting there like, and these people egging it on and giving out their number. Something should be done with them. And then give out Schumer's number and let him go protest in front of his and do this
well,
stuff.
See, but that becomes
I mean, people don't use sense.
Well, that becomes the problem, though. Somebody does something wrong, and then the response is to do it wrong to them, and then we just get a bigger problem. And I just...
Yeah, because his kids, I know they're young, and put them through that, it's not right. And I don't know whether these people, some of them look like they're in their 60s, they should have more sense than to do this stuff. And when you think you're going to do something, think, well, how would I like to do that? Now, I don't care if you have 100 guns. Keep them at your house and shoot each other. But don't go out and shoot out in the public and stuff. If you want to have 1,000, I don't care how many guns you have. But the thing is, when they start taking all these guns out in public, there's always going to be situations, you know, where something's going to happen and people's going to start shooting. Until they do something with the guns, do something with them, I don't care how many laws they pass, you can pass 100, 1,000. It's not going to do any good.
Well, we'll see what happens. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, then. Goodbye.
All right. Phone lines are always open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If there's anything on your mind, 34 minutes past the hour. Don't forget, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp will be live this morning, 10:15 until 11 a.m. And Voice of a People with Linda Sims will be live today from 4:15 until 5 p.m. Phone lines are open, 35 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. Don't forget the Pickle Festival over in Miamisburg, down in the Dayton area, June 25th. The annual community-wide Village of Caledonia Yard Garage Sale, Friday and Saturday, June 24th and 25th, 8 a.m. open-ended. There'll be a food truck over in the Village Square in Caledonia both days from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Harvest Happenings Festival and Craft Show, Saturday and Sunday, October 8th and 9th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., $2 admission. It's a car show, chili cook-off at the Morrow County Fairgrounds. Portion of the proceeds will be donated back to the local Junior Fair Board. The Marion County Fair, of course, coming up quick here, July 4th through July 9th. That's a change from what it's been in the past. We've got the Caledonia Farmers Market happening every Saturday over in Caledonia from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Caledonia Public Square, June through September. Locally grown produce and fruit, locally produced baked goods, honey, meat, artists, and crafters. They are a SNAP vendor, which is a food card vendor. Food vouchers for individuals 60 years of age and older. Weekly raffles, vendor products, weekly 50-50 raffles. And that's over in Caledonia, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturdays, June through September. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. 36 minutes past the hour, if there's anything on your mind. Talking this morning about the gun issue that certainly is in front of us in this country. I don't know where it's going to end or what's going to happen with it, but the school shooting in Texas certainly did trigger a lot of interest in people. We'll see what happens. Here in Ohio, now teachers will have to go through less training. There won't be as much training as before to carry a gun. I don't know where that all ends, but That's what it is. Anybody have anything to say in regard to the Marion City School Board? We have another principal, the one at Withrow Academy, now resigning. And apparently the Marion Star is blaming this on a dysfunctional school board here in Marion. And certainly the school board, I don't know if you'd qualify it as dysfunctional, but certainly they have had some issues over at Marion City. When the superintendent resigns, as the assistant superintendent, principals, the president of the school board, when all that happens within a six-month period, that's pretty unprecedented for any school board. And you know, again, I don't think anybody can get along anymore. You know, we look at the local politicians, we look at city council, we look at county commissioners, we look at school boards. People just don't get along, and I'm not really sure what has happened that's driving that, but that's the way it goes. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Or have you noticed any trouble with lawn mowing? People mowing lawns. People kind of getting out of that business because of the gas prices, apparently, is what I'm being told. I don't know if that's really what it is or not, or if people are just taking other jobs because the wages have gone up quite a bit. I don't know what's going on, but maybe you do. Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. 39 minutes past the hour here. You know, it's kind of interesting. There was a story I was reading this morning about Dave Thomas, the founder of Wendy's, and how he regretted naming his restaurants Wendy's after his daughter because it made her kind of famous, and he thought that was too much to put on her. Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead, caller. Hello once again, Scott.
Yes.
You might have heard about the shooting at the Tunnel Mall. Very, very troubling story. Did you hear about that? Yes.
I did. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it's troubling. I don't know what's becoming of the world, but that's all I really had to say. I don't like hearing about a location that I've been to many times. A friend of mine had a store there. Recently closed, and this is not something we want to hear. Also, I think one of the callers mentioned popcorn. There's actually now a great popcorn shortage. I put a link on my Facebook that the supply issue du jour is popcorn, and the price may be going up, and I'm not sure why when so much corn is grown, especially in this part of the country, but it seems to be a known issue. Not sure if you saw about the shortage story.
I didn't see that, but apparently not at the movie theater here in Marion yet. They're still selling the big bags.
Yeah, I mean, maybe an excuse to raise the prices. Who knows? But that's about all I had to say. Tragic about the Tunnel Mall story.
I would say
the mall's already in trouble financially, and stores leaving. I mean, at one time, as you know, along with City Center, it was the hot spot of the area. Very classy. And you hate to see this kind of stuff happen.
Different world.
As the person mentioned, people aren't polite anymore. Customer service is pretty much a thing of the past. And let's hope we can all get along, even if we don't agree. That's my mommy and daddy taught me, and that's where I live my life. So
let's hope.
Let's hope we can heal.
Well, hoping is the way we go.
Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye. All right, I heard somebody else trying to call in there. I heard the beep. So if that was you, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. Remember, if it's just ringing, means we're on the line with somebody else. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Oh, doing good. How are you?
Well, I'm not doing so good, but I'll be all right.
Oh, good.
My thing is, with this whole thing, no one, even adults, no one will take any responsibility for themselves, and everybody has their rights. That's the whole thing. Everybody has their rights. Well, since everybody's had their rights, you know what a mess it has gotten to be. There should be rules, there should be laws, and you have voted for those people that passed them, so you had a say. But when it comes right down to it, you know, Does other countries have this many shoot-ups? Does other countries?
No, we're number one.
Isn't that scary? So apparently we are wrong. And first place, if people want guns, that's one thing. But why do they need high-powered when they ain't going to... If they're going to shoot a deer with that, they're going to shatter the deer. But I just feel bad. I feel bad for the teachers. They just keep pouring more on them. And they have no... they don't have any recourse. And there's not a one of them is there because they have to be a teacher. They're there because they want to be a teacher. And it makes them so sad to see the mess that this has turned into.
Well, you know, it's depressing in a way. One thing I will say, no law was ever put in place because there wasn't a problem. There has to be a problem for a law to be put in place. No government, city, state, or federal wants to have more laws because you just have to have more people to police those laws.
Well, and then they do that, and the first thing you know, sure, they haul them in, and then the judge lets them off. So I'm surprised there's anybody even wants to be in the law enforcement, because why would you risk your life and limb and take a person in, and then the judge lets him off?
Well, this is why I think... I'm not going to tie these two stories together heavily, but the school shooting, and then we look at what's been going on with Marion City Schools here locally. In 6 months, we've had the president of the school board resign. We've had the principal this past weekend of Withrow Academy resign. The superintendents resigned. The assistant superintendents resigned. Principals have resigned all over that particular district. And they had to go to a judge to get a school board member appointed to fill the president's position when she resigned, because they couldn't agree. And it's a four-person board on who to put on that board. Now, yesterday, the Marion Star called that a dysfunctional school board has consequences.
Well, they do, but we have rules, and somebody made them for our benefit. So, you know, if you don't, I used to tell the kids, hey, you go, and if you get in trouble, then I'm not going to use this whole saying, well, just wait till you get home, because that ain't going to happen either, because there's a lot of parents that haven't got an inboard going for them, the kids. And I was just talking about training the kids. I think we need to train the parents. There's a lot of parents are parents and don't know how to be parents. You know, it's beat the tar out of them, and I just think it's a sad thing. I think we need to go back to, if the teacher says you have to stand there, you stand there. Whether you want to or whether you don't. She said to stand there, and you stand there.
Well, it's an interesting thing, because it seems to me like any time anybody wants a position, they go in saying there needs to be change. Well, that's okay, but at some point we do have to communicate with each other. We do have to have a little give and take here. And causing that kind of destruction that groups have caused, I mean, does that benefit the kids? I mean, isn't that where the school board and administrators are supposed to be benefiting the kids? When you know, one person leaving is one thing. But when that kind of exodus is going on in one school district in one spring, 1 6-month period,
yeah.
Is that good for the kids?
Well, no. And I'll guarantee you there's parents sitting home, well, I know why they're doing that. Sure, they don't know why they're doing that. They hold the kids at home, but then I don't know. I just feel I feel so sorry for kids. I mean, I went to graduation and I looked at those kids and I thought, oh, dear, what have you got ahead of you?
You know, it's going to be an interesting time. Hopefully it ends well.
It will.
Yeah, I think hope is always what we have.
You have to.
You do.
You have to.
You do.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 47 minutes past the hour. Good discussions here this morning. 75 degrees, partly sunny skies. And remember, if you call and it just keeps ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back in. 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open. Discussion topics this morning seem to be really schools in general. What is going on with guns in schools? What's going on with school boards? What's going on in general? Go ahead, caller.
Didn't Todd Snyder say the reason why he's designing was because he wanted schools, he wanted to be ahead of school? Now, you can't expect someone to forfeit their own betterment or chance, you know?
Well, I would not question him on that, but what I would say is, everybody who has resigned their position, I remember when the president resigned, it was, want to spend more time with family. And then when the superintendent resigned, he came on this show and said, well, there are offers in other areas. And then the principals are just saying better jobs came along. And now Todd's saying he wanted his own school. Well, maybe that's all true. I'm not saying they're being dishonest, but when that kind of exodus happens in a school district after a new school board takes over, and it's a school board that clearly is having trouble dealing with each other, is that just coincidence?
I don't know about all of them. I just know that I read in the paper that Todd said he was going to, so he could have his own school.
Do you think, and I'm not talking about Todd in general, but do you think in general that anybody says, well, I just am sick of this school board, and that's why I'm leaving?
I thought when you did your interview with Dr. Lucy that at first, and he made it sound like he just, this was something he planned out with his family. But then once he kept picking and digging, and he kind of did allude to some kind of negativity and things, if things were different, then you kind of feel like the more layers you peel back, you got a different answer every time.
Right. Now, I think that in Todd's case, I'm sure it's a good job. He's got his own school. There might be more pay involved. I don't know. And that's good for him, and congratulations to him. But why did you start applying other places, and when did that start? You know, that there's always a catalyst for something, because if you're happy where you are, usually you're not going to leave that area. And it is coincidental that this is all happening at the same time. And maybe it is just a big coincidence. Who knows? And you know what? If that is true, and maybe it is true, I'm not saying it's dishonest, but why is that a news story?
Yeah, that goes back to our conversation last week. Like, why is... Well, he's been with this district for a long time, and he's loved by a lot of people. I know my son just graduated a couple weeks ago, and if it wouldn't have been for Todd Snyder, I don't think my son would have got a diploma. He was a driving force in that. He was a very positive influence. So
well,
it's unfortunate for us that we're losing Todd.
Now think about that. Isn't that interesting? Now, do you think that the school board tried to make a counteroffer to keep him, especially with
when I read that, my heart was just like sank. I thought, oh no, like they should have tried to, if it was ever a person, they should have tried to hold on to it with Todd Snyder.
Well, and also the other big coincidence here is, and it's no secret, his wife was the president of the school board, who also resigned this year.
Yep.
You know, so, I mean, it's not like these things are hidden.
Right.
Would you not find that a coincidence that within 4 months you...
I didn't read where she gave a reason.
She gave a reason. I think it was just didn't have time anymore to do something like that. I don't want to say for sure because I can't remember exactly, but there was a reason given at the time. It just, the timing of all this is either... just one huge coincidence, Or, I mean, Russi was on the show back in May and said he had every intention of returning in the fall.
Yeah, that's kind of funny when you said that. You were like, what changed in a month?
Yeah, what changed in about 2 weeks?
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is odd. This is very, very odd.
I had a major change in my life recently.
Oh, what's that?
Well, my good friend Scott Spears told me all about the McDonald's app. I've just been drinking free sweet tea every day.
Have you? I mean...
And well, how come you didn't take go get that lawnmower like I told you about?
Well, I was going to, but to be honest with you, it slipped my mind, and I did not realize I was going to have this much trouble with lawn people. It never used to be. I've had lawn people for the 7 years I've lived here, and I've never had an issue with them. I have
well,
no
you
idea what.
Spent $20 to solve your lawn care issue for the rest of your.
Well, it could have, and I'm sorry I didn't get that now, because I eventually that's what's going to happen. You know, like I said, I'm off this Thursday and Friday, but that's the last time, and then the 1st of July, I will be back, you know, normal life, and this is one of the first things I'm going to deal with is this mowing issue, because I am sick and tired of looking at this weird-looking lawn that doesn't get mowed and having to depend on other people. And depending on other people used to be fine, but something's happened.
Right. Well, did anyone tell you that the Richwood Road is going to be this week? It's usually the fourth Saturday of the month. They got something going on at the church, so it's going to be this Saturday. Day.
Oh, okay. The Richland Road Food Bank will be this Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
Yeah, but for this month only.
All right. Sound well. Keep enjoying that free extra soda.
I'm glad I took your advice. Next stop, strawberry frosting.
Hey, you will not regret it.
I'm sure. All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, you know, that's an interesting thing, that whole McDonald's app. I don't know how many people know about that, but if you download that to your phone, the McDonald's app, which is free, every time you go to McDonald's, well, once a day you can use it, I think. I think it's once a day. When you order a drink or a tea or whatever you have, your beverage, you will get one for free every day as long as you have the app. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Scott, do you live like in a development?
Yeah, it's a neighborhood, housing development, yeah.
Why don't you put a sign as you first come in? Maybe somebody right there close, a neighbor, would mow it for you, and you wouldn't have to keep looking for somebody, and they wouldn't have to travel so much. Just put a sign that you would like, you know, somebody to mow your lawn.
Well, it might turn to that. There are a lot of kids in the neighborhood, but my worry is, you know, when you have kids doing it who are in the neighborhood, I think sometimes they see the money. And they've never done it before. They've never even mowed their own lawn because they wouldn't get paid for it. And they, I don't know. I would have to see how accurate it is. Kids don't go around knocking on doors like they used to.
Well, they don't do for the snow plowing anymore either because you cannot, I know on radio and stuff, you had to watch because I had stuff stolen, but. People would be snow plowing or going down the street even, and they don't do that anymore, so I don't know why.
Well, let's
but
hope it changes.
If somebody's right there close, you don't have to worry mostly about them coming, and they'd probably like bucks, you know, and different stuff. You just put a sign up, need lawn mowed for the summer or something, and or whatever, and if they do a good job, keep them. If not, just...
Move on down the road.
Whatever, well, but that would be somebody right there close. Wouldn't, of course, I know gas is over $5 a gallon, and I know, you know, and it's going to be so costly to mow and stuff, so.
We'll see. I think we got another call, but hey, thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
All right, phone lines are open. I did hear another call coming in there. Remember, if it just keeps ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so call back in. We still got time here, 56 and a half minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp will follow this show today. It will be live, so don't change that dial starting at 10:15. And Voice of a People with Linda Sims will be live today at 4:15. All right, here comes the call. Glad we're going to get them in today. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I want to remind everybody to watch hearings tonight on TV.
Oh, yeah, the continuation of the January 6th hearings.
Right.
We'll see how... What is it, 8 o'clock tonight again?
I think it's 8 o'clock. Because everybody, you know, no matter how great a person you think a person is, nobody has the right to become our dictator, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we'll see what happens tonight.
Watch it and learn the truth.
Thank you.
Bye.
Again, phone lines are open. We still do have time here, 57 and a half minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. If there's anything on your mind, 740-751-4038. Again, Adam Lepp will be on when I'm off today. It will be live from 10:15 till 11 a.m., so don't switch your dial. And Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 4:15 until 5 p.m. Remember, I won't be here Thursday and Friday this week, but that's the last time you'll have to hear me say that. After this Thursday and Friday, hopefully, unless it's a vacation, I will be here on Thursday and Fridays. All right. Well, any more opinions on the schools? We spent 2 hours this morning discussing this. I think it's worth it. I think that's what radio should be. And I appreciate everybody who has called in or will call in with their opinions on that. Guns and schools and school boards and people leaving districts, it's a big thing. And again, the principal of Withrow leaving, you know, maybe it is just for a better job. I think people are just looking at it as a big coincidence with everybody else resigning at Marion City Schools. A lot of the upper echelon staff, superintendent, assistant superintendent, president of the school board, things of that nature. And it's unfortunate, but life will go on. And Marion City Schools is full of a lot of good people. So I'm sure they will get it under control. But I think that's why the newspaper's running the stories. Normally, the principal of a school resigning would not be a news story. But now it is, because I think of the situation we are currently in. Remember, we're streaming live on the net, WWGH1071.com, or you can download the free TuneIn app. It's absolutely free on any mobile device, and search WWGH to listen to us anywhere in the world. Tune back in tomorrow morning. I'll be here tomorrow morning with lots more fun and lots more interesting stuff to talk about. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary owner of the Marion grocery store, Smith Cardinal, Bob Smith.
Well, at the height of, you know, ceiling things and everything, the height of one time.